The January issue of Booklist magazine named the novels Better Than Running at Night and My Heartbeat to its editor's choice list. The two books are aimed at 9th through 12th grade readers, and they deal openly with relationships, sex, drugs, and sexual orientation. And as NPR's Jason DeRose reports, they now represent a new trend in books for teenage readers.
Better Than Running at Night tells the story of Ellie Yalinsky's first year of college, learning the foundations of art and the complications of sex. She's also learning to come to terms with her ex-hippie parents.
My parents named me after a mutual hallucination they had while tripping on acid. They didn't even know each other yet. Later that year, they met at a party and discovered they'd had the same hallucination about ladybugs on a bathroom floor at exactly the same time on April 1st. My dad says the bugs were crawling, but my mom says they were dead. Sometimes when they're telling the story, my dad will compromise and say they were sleeping, but my mom will wink and mouth the word dead. They named me Ladybug, but they mostly called me LB, which, through several misunderstandings early in my education, became Ellie.
Author Hillary Frank, who's in her mid-20s, says she gave Ellie colorful parents to amuse herself, but gave Ellie a difficult love life to address a phenomenon she saw in college.
I noticed that a lot of my female friends were going through a really similar experience. They seemed to be dating guys who were treating them badly, and they would keep going back to them.
Frank says the problem became so bad she lost most of her female friends to these college Casanovas. At Sullivan High School on Chicago's North Side, a group of students recently read Better Than Running at Night for an after-school book club and had a chance to talk with the author. Kimberly Manzanarius is a 16-year-old junior who says the novel rings true to her experience.
You see a lot of people in relationships and then one way or another, the partner ends up cheating on the other, and that's just something I never really wanted to be part of. I always kind of look at it as this, like, big mass of people doing every other person in their life wrong. I just kind of want to rise above it, and I think that's what Ellie did in this book.
17-year-old junior Thomas Leon was most attracted to how honest adult characters are when talking with kids.
The relationship between Ellie and her parents he had to take was a good one, because they knew that much from each other. Most parents that I know, they wouldn't admit naming their daughter Ladybug because of some acid trip.
I definitely think there's a trend at the moment that a lot of people have noticed, with a new depth and seriousness in many young adult titles.
Hazel Rockman is Young Adult Books Editor at Booklist, the reviewing journal of the American Library Association. She says the genre nearly collapsed in the 1980s and 90s because young adult novels took the form of problem and solution stories. Dad's an alcoholic in chapter one, and 120 pages later, Dad's in recovery.
So that it was in many ways self-help more than story. And the wonderful thing about great story is that there isn't one answer, and that many people read it differently, read the same book differently, and that you're left with openness and questions.
Rockman says the trend toward coming of age as an openness to uncertainty is clearly illustrated in the novel My Heartbeat by Garrett Fryman Weyer. My Heartbeat is about 14-year-old Ellen McConnell's coming to terms with her brother's secrecy and sexuality.
It's after midnight when I hear James leave. The summer house in Maine is old and full of misleading noises, but it is his leaving that I hear. Since I am listening for it, I wonder if it counts as eavesdropping. I get out of bed and cross to the front window. I see James walk down the path, open the gate, and turn right, toward town, without my brother. Link probably heard James leave as well. My brother knows better than I why his best friend has gone off alone. I spend a lot of time with the two of them, but I wouldn't say I know them. Not in a complete way.
Fryman Weyer says there's something almost purposefully naive about how Ellen doesn't understand her brother's relationship, but her entire family lives by secret rules.
The idea of somebody having an intimate secret in an intimate setting really intrigued me, and the only thing I could come up with, because I was interested in secretive characters, and the only thing I could come up with was sexuality, and I think the age lends itself to that. This is when you begin to think about who you love and why you love the people you love.
Fryman Weyer also wanted to talk about the possibility of same-sex relationships without making value judgments.
So many people who write for what we call young adults feel that they have a an obligation to impart a moral lesson to their reader, and I just think that people who do that should be arrested. You don't preach to grown-up readers. How dare you preach to a young person? They can tell. That's why people don't read.
College sex, acid trips, her brother's boyfriend. Right about now, you're probably wondering what a parent thinks of this trend toward the edgy, the no more happy endings.
If it's all tied up with a bow, the feeling is that life is going to be tied up with a bow.
Bev Kreis recently bought Better Than Running at Night for her teenage daughter. She says unlike movies or television, young adult literature is a more fitting way for teenaged readers to explore the world.
A book can hit them where they're at. And I think challenges to their values or questions that are raised by people that they can relate to can really enhance their thinking and deepen their sense of values and morals.
Kreis says wrestling with complex issues and sometimes not-so-happy endings is valuable. Perhaps there's still a lesson to be learned from young adult literature, how to navigate a world that doesn't always make sense. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Chicago.